Okay, today we're going to do Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis of Maseches Sukkah. So we are holding already at Masiv Rav Sheshes. We were in the middle of discussing buying Perus Shviyas from an Amah Aretz. So Masiv Rav Sheshes, Umina Mufkar. So we had said that when you buy Perus Shviyas from an Amah Aretz, if you see that the field that he got those payers from was a hefker field, you're allowed to pay for up until 3 seudos worth of money for those payers, because the Amaretz needs that for his basic liachla, for his basic needs right now. But you're not allowed to pay for more than that. But if it's from a sadah hamishumeres, it's from a field that he's been guarding, then even a kiisu, you're not allowed to pay at all. So if Sheshes asks, wait, umina mufkar shalosh seudos vesulo, and when you saw that the Amaretz got it from a hefker field that was treated properly, it was hefker during Shemitah, you're only allowed to pay 3 meals worth and not more. Ureminhi, I'll ask you a stira hapegam vahayarbuzin vahashetim vahalgalgolos vahabus vahakufsbar shebaharim vahkarpa shebenaharos vahgarger shel afar. All of these things are very minor, not chashuv things. Pturim in a meiser. They're all part of a meiser because no one considers them to be significant, and everyone would just be mafkir them. No one actually tries to protect these things. And the rule is hefker is part of a meiser. Pasuk says uba alevi kein lo chelik v'nachal himach. So we darshan that only something that a levi has a chelik v'nachal himach, he's entitled to meiser from. But something that's hefker or leket shich or peya, which are things that he has no chelikin, is pater from meiser. And another thing about these things, about these non chashuv minim, v'nikachin mikol adam b'shvius, you're allowed to buy them from anybody during Shemitah year, even though they have kedusha shvius. There's no iser to buy them from an amah aretz lefi she'in kayotze ben nishmar, because no one guards these things, so we don't have to be choshesh that the amah aretz was guarding it during shvius. Meaning you could assume that it's in fact hefker, and that's why you're allowed to buy them from an amah aretz. Now you don't know for sure that it's hefker, but you can assume that it's hefker. That's a mistama. So you can give him the value of the payros, so you don't have to worry that he's going to put aside that money for schora. Now, from the lashon of the brisa of v'nikachin, it sounds like there's no limit, that you could buy however much you want, way more than shalosh seudos. So how come we say, we said that you're only allowed to buy mazon shalosh seudos if the amaretz is selling stuff that he got from hefker? So hu mosiv la v'hu mefarik la. The same person who asked the question answered the question as well. Bikdei man shanu. It means the amount that he needs to eat. The brisa allows buying shalosh seudos and not more. Even though it just says lokhin, it means you're only allowed to buy up to a limit, up to the amount of money that would support him for 3 meals. My mashma dahay man lishna de mazonihu. It's an interesting phrase that we're using. Bikdei man. Why would we say man? What does the word man ever mean? Mizonos, that when we're answering this question, we use that phrase, bikdei man. Dechziv vayeman lahem hamelech. The pasuk says that vayeman hamelech, that the melech supported them, you know, dvar yom biyomo, from his own bread, from his own wine, etc. He gave them the tzarchei suda. So you see, man is the lashon of mazon. Now the Mishnah said that someone who buys a lulav from an amaretz is not allowed to pay for the esrog. He has to ask for the esrog as a matana. So Gemara explained the reason he can't pay for the esrog is because you can't give shemitah money to an amaretz. So frakti Gemara ihachi, if you're not allowed to give money for perushvius to an amaretz, lulav nami, the lulav should also be asur because the lulav also has kedusha shvius. How does the Mishnah allow you to pay for the lulav and not asur it because it's shemitah money? Says Gemara, lulav bar shishas hanichnas l'shviyazu. Now the lulav was really from the 6th year, and it was only picked during the 7th year. And we're going to see soon that the halacha that peros have kedusha shviyas is only peros that grow during the 7th year. But there are two different shiurim where a pri is considered to be grown during the 7th year based on what kind of fruit it is. One is the zman hachanata, that if the pri was chanat, meaning that the flower, the bud came off, and now it starts to grow as a tiny fruit during Shviyas. If that process happened during Shviyas, that's considered a fruit that grew during Shemitah. Then there's another shear that's called the shear lakita, that if the fruit was actually picked from the tree during Shemitah year. It's considered a Shemitah fruit. So by Peros Ilan, we go Basar the Chanata, that the year that the Chanata happened is called the Zman Gidul of that fruit. So if the Chanata happened in the sixth year, even though it was only picked in the seventh year, it would not have Kedusha Shviyas. So we're talking about a Lulav where the Chanata happened in the sixth year, and we're not knowing Kedusha Shviyas, and that's why you're allowed to pay for the Lulav, you're allowed to give the money to Mna Amaret. So says Amaret, but if that's the whole Kimta, if that's what we're talking about, Iyachi, Esugnami Bashishasan Chas Lushviyasi, shouldn't the same apply to the Esrog where the Chanata must have happened in the sixth year, was first picked in the seventh year, and therefore doesn't have Kedusha Shviyas? Why does the Mishnah Aser paying for the Esrog? Says Mara Esrog Basilikita Aslinan. No, the halacha by an Esrog is we determine what year that Esrog is from, not based on the Chanata, but based on when it was actually picked. So even if it was Chanat Bishviyas, Bishishis, we give it Kedusha Shviyas because it was picked in the seventh year. Now, the reason that the Yerek is different than Ilanos, and why by Yerek we go Basil Lakita and by Ilanos we go Basar Chanata, is because we darshan from the pasuk Ba'asbecha migornucha miyukvecha, that just like Goren and Yekev grow on all types of water of the on the water of the previous year, the rain of the previous year, and you follow the year that they had a Chanata, so too trees that grow on the water of the previous year you would follow Chanata, as opposed to vegetables that are gadol kol mayim, meaning you need to water them. Not just on the rainwater. You need to actually water them with mayim shu'uvim, etc. You need to have sprinklers. So the rainwater is insufficient for them. So you don't go basar chanata with such things that do not live on rainwater alone. You go basar lakita. Ooh, so an esrog is an anomaly. Yeah, it's a fruit from a tree, but it requires watering, it requires a sprinkler system, and therefore the halacha of an esrog is that you go basar lakita, you look at the year that it was picked, and that's why an esrog has kedusha shviyas, even if the chanata was in the sixth year, because the lakita is in the seventh year. That's why you're not allowed to give the money of an esrog to an am aretz, but to may lulav that are picked during the seventh year, that you're allowed to give to him, since the chanata was in the sixth year, does not have kedushas shviyas. Now, the Torah makes a halach in the Torah that peros ilan for the first 3 years after you plant the tree is called arla. They're aser bahana. The fourth year, it's considered to be netarevai. So you're allowed to eat them, but only in Yerushalayim. Arla and Ravai are noheg only by Ilanos, not by Yerakos. That is only a din by trees and not a din by vegetables. So the Torah tells us to be mafresh trumas maestros from peros that grow in a person's field. The amongst the maestros is maeser sheni and maeser ani. Maeser sheni is in the first, second, and fourth and fifth years of the Shemitah cycle. Maeser ani is in the third and sixth years, meaning you never take both maeser sheni and maeser ani in the same year. It depends on what year it is, whether that year is a maeser sheni year where you get to eat it, but only in Yerushalayim, or it's a maeser ani year and the money goes to the poor people. So frak the Gemara of Bein Rav Gamliel, Bein Rav Elazar, both Rav Gamliel and Rav Elazar, who disagree about what year to attribute the esrog to, as far as chiv maestros, linin shvios esrog basar chanatas linin. They both agree that at least when it comes to shmita, we follow the chanata, and therefore, if the chanata happened in the sixth year, it does not have kedusha shvios, even if you picked it in the seventh year. Ditnan. Esrog shavali ilan b'shlosh adrachim aliyark b'derech echad. An esrog has the same halachos as a tree in three respects, and the same halachos as a yerek in one respect. Shavali ilan b'shlosh adrachim. It's like a tree in three ways. La'arla, ularavai, that you have a din of arla, that the first 3 years of fruits are asur b'ana. You have a din of ravai. Ula shviyas, and it's like a tree in the sense of Shemitah, that you follow the Chanata. And if the Chanata happened in the sixth year, even if it was fully grown in the seventh year, it does not have Kedusha Shviyas. Uli Yerek b'derech echad, and it's like a Yerek. In one respect, Shebishas Likitaso Isuro, that its Meiser year is determined based on when you actually pick it, not based on the Chanata. Divrei Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar Omer, Esrog Shavali L'Kol Davar. Rabbi Elazar disagrees. Rabbi Elazar says, no, even the Meiser year is based on the Chanata, not on the Likita. An Esrog is a tree. It's a tree through and through. It doesn't have any dinim of a Yerek. What we see from this Brisa is that everyone holds, when it comes to the Halachos of Shemitah, you would look at the Chanata nata of the esrog. So remember back, we just said before that an esrog in the seventh year has kedusha shviyas because you picked it in the seventh year, even though the chanata happened in the sixth year. That follows nobody. Both of these tanaim say that you would look at the chanata, not at the year that you picked it. So says Gemara, Huda Amar ki aitana. The author of our Mishnah must be assuming like a third tana. Titania Amar Rabbi Yossi of Tumus Heid Mishum Chamisha Zakenim. Esrog Acha Lakita Lemeiser. That Esrog follows the time that you pick it when it comes to Meiser. Rabbi Seinu Nimnu Busha Vamru Bein Lemeiser Bein Lashviyas. That even as far as Shemitah you look at the Lakita. Shviyas Mandakar Shemei. Whoever says anything about Shviyas, why all of a sudden they bring up Shviyas in this Brisa? Chisur Mechsor Vachik Tani. Esrog Acha Lakita Lemeiser Vachar Chanota Lashviyas. That the Tanakama had said that when it comes to Shemitah, you look at the Chanatas Ha'esrog, which would mean the previous year, V'Rabbaseinu Nimnubush Avamra Esrog Basa L'kita Bein L'maiser Bein L'shviyas. That and the Rabbaseinu in Usha said, you know what, Esrog is going to follow when you pick it, even when it comes to Shemitah. So you see that Rabbaseinu in Usha hold that by an Esrog you look at L'kita, even when it comes to the Halachas of Shemitah, and the Tana of Aram Mishnah holds the same, and therefore, even though your Lulav doesn't have Kedusha Shviyas, because by Lulav we look at the Chanata, and the Chanata happened last year, your Esrog will have Kedusha Shviyas, because your Esrog, we don't look at the Chanata, we look at the Lakita. So that explains why you're allowed to pay for the Lulav, even as you're not paying for the Esrog. So let's do some main points. Lamtesam Beis, number one, when buying from Meshumar, you can't even give the Amaretz Mazon Shalosh Sudos. You're not allowed to give him even the amount of money of Mazon Shalosh Sudos. And number two, you could pay for a lulav of Shemitah, meaning a lulav during the Shemitah year, because it's really considered a sixth-year fruit since it had Chanata in the sixth year. But in Esrog, we follow Lakita. At least the Tana of our Mishnah follows Lakita and would say it has a din of Shviyas. At least the Tana of our Mishnah would hold that way, even though there are many Tanaim that disagree. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we will pick up from there at Taima, even though it's somewhat in the middle of a conversation.